Hey there, True Girl. I am so glad you're here with us today. Now, before we get started, we have something really exciting to share with you. You see, we've partnered with the Museum of the Bible to bring you the first ever national event for moms and tween daughters. We're calling it the True Girl Pop-Up Party, and it's happening in Washington, D.C., November 1st and 2nd. It's a really unique getaway for moms and daughters who want to grow closer to each other while they both grow closer to Jesus. Now, it all begins Friday night with live True Girl-style worship at Grace Church. And guess who is leading worship?
That'd be me. And guess who will be teaching truth from the Bible?
That would be me. Now, of course, we'll be joined by our other worship leaders and lead teachers. And Saturday morning, I'm so excited. We're going to meet up at the nearby Museum of the Bible. We're going to take some time that morning to open our Bibles in kind of a little workshop as we learn how and why it's important to study God's Word. And what I'm so excited about is that we're just going to be together, getting to know each other, and we're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll unleash you to explore the Museum of the Bible. Now, there are 7 stories of immersive Bible exhibits, and while you explore them, you'll get to complete the True Girl Museum of the Bible scavenger hunt.
The day will end with goodbye hugs and photos, of course, with us.
I can't wait. And if that sounds fun to you, go to mytruegirl.com to find out more.
Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Buckle up! You're about to go closer to each other and closer to Jesus. Hey, True Girl, imagine this. A beautiful Jewish girl is living in Persia with her cousin Mordecai. The king, Xerxes, is looking for a new queen, and out of all the girls in the kingdom, Esther is chosen. But she has to keep a secret. That story is in the book of Esther. We'll learn more about it later. Dana Gresh is the author of a Bible study called Esther, Becoming a Girl of Purpose. She'll talk about the archaeological findings that support the historical accuracy of the book of Esther. Many archaeological discoveries confirm the Bible as an accurate and historical document of God's people. When you learn about them, the Bible can come alive, and studying it is even more interesting and meaningful. We want that to happen for you when you study or read the book of Esther. Dana's joined by her co-host, Stacy Rudolph. They're meeting up at Stacy's apartment so they can catch an international flight together. So, it's time for episode 1, called Happy Tales. I am a
true girl. Frankie, calm down. It's just Dana. Ah, girl, you did me wrong there.
Well, hey, Stacy.
Come on in, Dana.
I hope you're packed and ready to go, my friend. Well, hey, Frankie. Oh, it's so nice to meet you. I've been waiting for this moment. Oh, wow, Stacy. She's as big as you said. Great Danes are huge. And she's so happy.
I'll say. See that mess over there?
Yeah.
Happy Tail strikes again.
Happy Tail?
Yeah, well, Great Danes are known to be so happy that they smack walls and knock things over with their tails all the time.
Ooh.
Hey, would you look at that? There was money in that glass jar. I wonder where I put that $50 bill.
Spending money for the trip, Stace.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not sure I'm going, Dana Gresh.
What? Why?
Because I did my research on the ancient city of Susa, Dana, and that archaeological dig is located in modern-day Iran. And come here, look what this website says about traveling there. The travel advisory for Iran is level 4. Do not travel.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of State recommends U.S. citizens do not travel to Iran due to the risk of. Then it lists lots of bad stuff, including the arbitrary arrest of U.S. citizens. I don't want to get arrested. Dana Gresh, what were you thinking booking us a flight to Iran?
Okay, Stacy. Calm down. First of all, who said I booked us a flight to Iran? Our tickets are nonstop to Paris, France.
France?
Oui, oui, mademoiselle.
To study Susa, which is in Iran? I'm confused. Can you explain?
Sure can. Way back in the 1800s, French archaeologists, they did some serious digging in Iran, and they uncovered the treasures of the ancient city of Susa, the very place where the Bible reports that Esther was crowned queen. Now, most of the artifacts they discovered, and we're talking tens of thousands, they ended up in the Louvre.
The world-famous art museum in Paris?
That's the one.
Where the Mona Lisa lives?
Well, the painting is displayed there, yes. The treasures of Susa, they're actually called the Persian Collection. They're also at the Louvre. And the curators of the museum consider these artifacts among its most prized possessions. I mean, we always hear about the famous pieces of art like the Mona Lisa, but the Persian Collection contains some of the very things Esther may have gazed upon. Even so, not that many people visit it. In fact, they can be hard to find, is what I'm told. But I cannot wait to find them and see what treasures we'll uncover there.
So, let me get this straight. We're not heading to Susa in Iran?
No, of course not. Stacy, people get arrested there.
You think?
Yes.
Well, I also did a little research about why they get arrested. And you gotta hear this podcast I listen to, Dana. It's from Revive Our Hearts. This is a man named Pastor Albert Aslan who was almost arrested in Iran. And he wasn't even an American. He was Iranian. Listen to what happened to him.
One afternoon, somebody knocked on the door and I opened the door. And outside, I saw about 10 ladies in black chador or covering. The face, you can see the face, but everywhere else is black, covered. And they said they are coming from the university. They are finishing their study in the university. And they are working on their final thesis for getting the degree. And they told me the subject is studying two different environment and cultures of Christianity and Islam. They want to talk to me, get the other perspective of this conversation. And I was so happy. I took the advantage. I invited them in the chapel. They sat down in the chapel, but I was not aware of the fact that one of them was recording everything.
Dana, do you understand what that means? These women were actually spies. They wanted evidence that he was breaking religious laws. For example, it's illegal to have a Bible in Iran.
Ooh.
Now, listen to what happened next. The women started asking him about Iran's official religion, Islam. Okay, so a few facts about Islam. Muhammad is their prophet, and instead of the Bible, they follow a book called the Quran.
So they started asking about Muhammad, about Quran, about the gospel, about Christianity. That was perfect environment for me to preach and teach about Christ and glorify Christ. And I did. I mentioned to them I could also offer them the Bible in Farsi if they were willing to.
That right there, offering a Bible in Farsi, the language people of Iran speak, was illegal.
In one point, they emphasized the point, what's your perspective on prophets like Muhammad? That's a crucial question. And either you can be very rude, answer in a rude way, or I believe the Lord guided me to answer it from a positive perspective. And I said, you know what? In the Bible, we believe Jesus told us he is the way, the truth, and the life. We do believe in the Bible as the word of God. There are two options left. Either he was a liar or he told the truth. I told them, I believe Muslim people don't believe Jesus was a liar. And he said, no, Prophet Jesus was not a liar. And I said, in the Bible, he said, he's the truth, the life, and the way. There's no way to the Father except through him, by him. Either he was a liar or told the truth. If he was a liar, forget about Christianity. Why do you study about Christianity? If he was not a liar and he told the truth, we are left with one option. We cannot accept anybody's claim about salvation except Jesus. So I wrapped it up with Jesus and only Jesus. I didn't mention Muhammad. I didn't mention Quran. I didn't say anything.
God helped Pastor Aslan be very wise with his words when those spies were recording him. He didn't say anything bad about the religion of Islam, but he tried to use things their prophet said about Jesus to help them believe Jesus is the Savior. Even so, Pastor Aslan's problems weren't over. After all, he'd offered them a Bible.
The government sends three people to that congregation during one of the worship services to create a chaos, to scare people. They go, and the pastor was talking about Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary. When I put myself in his shoes as a pastor, and you are watching three strangers are coming into your congregation, the red flag is up because you know who they are, where they are coming from. But the pastor was blessed enough, didn't change his word, didn't stop, kept saying a sermon which is Christ and him crucified. The time came, one of those three guys told the other two, it's time, let's start. One of them said, no, let's leave. The other guy kept insisting, no, now it's time. Everybody's here. Let's start the chaos. Tomorrow, they're not going to come back here. They're going to be scared to death. And the other one said, no. Do not do anything. Let's leave. And they left. The guy who prevented them causing the chaos was the guy whom God saved that night through that preaching, and he turned to be a believer.
Dana, you get it? Isn't that amazing? It's like a story from the Bible. I mean, those guys were spies sent to disrupt a worship service and intimidate people, and one of them, he gets saved, Dana. That's amazing.
Oh, no, I love it. Hallelujah. That does sound like the Bible, Stacy.
I'll say, Pastor Aslan bravely kept sharing the love of Jesus, but one day he did end up being taken into the prison to be interviewed. That was very scary. They wanted him to confess to breaking the law of sharing the gospel of Jesus. They made him sit at a table with a pen and wanted him to confess his crime and promise to never do it again.
I just prayed because it was a dilemma. Lord, I don't want to deny you. You have commanded us to teach and preach. I prayed. And I took the pen, and this is what I told the Lord. Lord, I do not have the wisdom to give the right answer. But I know I do not want to deny you. Then I started writing.
He wrote his name, address, and his birth date. But then what he wrote didn't make sense to him.
I wrote, I testify that the way I have not yet broken the law of the land, in future too, I will not break the law of the land. And I signed it.
Pastor Aslan was really surprised at what happened when he gave that paper to the man who was interviewing him and intimidating him. He thought the man would say, this makes no sense, or you're going to jail. But instead,
he said, wow, this is exactly what we wanted you to do. Thank you.
They let Pastor Aslan go. Free. But it was a real wake-up call to him. He came to understand that the law of Sharia, not the government laws, are very important in the Islam religion. The laws tell the people how to live. When he learned that, he started to understand something. The words the Lord had directed him to write somehow satisfied his interrogator.
It took me a long, long time to realize the real meaning of the sentence I put on the papers. And I testify today, it wasn't me. Because I didn't know there was a difference between the law of the land and the law of Sharia. Only the law of Sharia says we cannot preach and evangelize, not the law of the land at that time. This is a real business. When I'm involved in the preaching of the gospel in an Islamic environment, I should accept it. They are not happy. The enemy is not happy because of that light which is shining forth. The enemy is losing their soldiers. They are coming to the light.
The soldiers fighting against the growth of Christianity in Iran, well, they're coming to the light. They are giving their hearts and lives to Jesus. Now that is a happy tale. Get it? Happy, T-A-L-E? Like a happy story, not a dog tale.
I get it, Stacey, and it is happy.
But Dana, it's a good thing we're not flying to Iran today. If you're a Christian in Iran, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Precisely. In fact, Stacey, before we even get on that plane to France, we've learned something important about the life of Esther.
What's that?
Well, as you know, the book of Esther begins with King Xerxes of Persia throwing an extravagant banquet for his friends. Well, during the feast, he orders his queen Vashti to appear before the guests to show off her beauty, but she refuses.
She gave him a hard pass.
Completely.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. The king was so mad that he sent Vashti away and started looking for a new queen. Beautiful young women from across the empire were brought to the palace, including Esther, a Jewish girl raised by her cousin Mordecai. They were all given beauty treatments and prepared to meet the king. Now, everyone liked Esther. Her name in Persian means star, and what a star she was. But she had a secret. You got a Bible around here?
Of course. Right beside you there on that table.
Oh, great. Now let me read Esther chapter 2, verse 10. Let's see. Here it is. Esther had not told anyone of her nationality and family background because Mordecai had directed her not to do so. Stacey, Esther didn't tell anyone she was Jewish, that she was part of God's special family of people. Can you guess why that might be?
I'm pretty sure this has something to do with the story about Pastor Aslan.
You're getting very hot, as they say.
So, is it possible that just like Pastor Aslan had to be careful about who he told that he was a Christian, that Esther had to be careful about who found out that she was a Jew?
Exactly. The climate then, in ancient Persia, which is now Iran, it wasn't very different than it is today. Of course, there were different religions fighting against the one true God, but the same kind of persecution. Followers of the one true God weren't safe.
Wow.
But God protected Pastor Aslan, and when you read the book of Esther, you see some amazing miracles unfold for Esther, too.
It's also a happy tale.
Yes, it is. So, Stacey, I want you to come to France with me. I have a desire to really understand, truly find Esther, to get beyond the story and to bolster our confidence in it as a trustworthy historical document.
You seem to be thinking hard.
I am. I read something recently that said Esther was a fictional story, and I don't believe that.
Me either. Give me that Bible. I'm going to find 2 Timothy 3:16. Let me read it. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. The words written in the book of Esther were inspired by God.
Mm-hmm.
That means they can be trusted and that they are true.
Yes.
They are useful to us. Every word in our Bibles is good to correct us and teach us.
Including Esther. So let's go find her, Stace.
Let's do it. Okay, can you walk Frankie, though? I'm going to grab my suitcase and fill it up and call the dog sitter, too.
Sure thing. Come on, Frankie.
There's that happy tale again.
Well, True Girl, that was a neat story about Pastor Aslan. I want you to know that Pastor Aslan is a real pastor who risked his life to tell people about Jesus in modern-day Iran. That conversation was originally recorded for the Revive Our Hearts podcast. Christianity is growing quickly in Iran right now, and we need to pray for the safety of our Christian brothers and sisters. New Christians are enthusiastic about telling their friends and loved ones how their lives were changed, But because of how dangerous it is, they have to be quiet and careful. They meet in small house churches. These house churches are usually made of no more than 10 to 15 believers. On a certain day, they arrive one by one at a small apartment or some other unnoticeable location. After the last one enters, the door is closed and locked, and they all take a deep breath and relax as they begin to worship and share about Jesus. Will you take a moment to pray for them after this podcast ends? That God would help them courageously live out their purpose to share the gospel in a country where it's not welcomed? In the Bible study, Esther, Becoming a Girl of Purpose, Dana will help you discover more about your purpose by examining how Esther lived out hers. You can get the book to study the life of Esther more deeply. Just visit mytruegirl.com and click on the Bible Studies menu to find out more. In fact, Dana is going to be leading girls through that study live online starting in October. You can register to join her also at mytruegirl.com. Come back next week as we continue Finding Esther. Dan and Stacy are going to tackle a very difficult question. If there's no archaeological evidence that Persia had a queen named Esther, is it possible she never existed? Come back to find out. In the meantime, can I encourage you to read the whole book of Esther as we go through the season? Dan and Stacy aren't going to tell the whole story in detail. This season, they're going to focus more on helping you gain confidence in the scriptures. Reading Esther will help you understand the things Dan and Stacy reference. You could start today with Esther chapter 1. Until next time, True Girl. The True Girl podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.